I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor with straight spines, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Deep breath in and out. Really deep breath this time. Inhale and slowly exhale. Maintain your rhythmic breathing pattern and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders and let the chair totally support you. God, our Father, by raising your Son, the Christ, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration today raise us up, and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. May the light of the Christ shine continually to drive away all darkness. May the Christ, the morning star who knows no setting, find its light ever burning in our hearts. God gives light to all creation and lives and reigns over us all forever. I invite you to join me on that journey that we take each Sunday to the secret place of the Most High, our place in consciousness, a place of peace, a place of love, faith, and joy, a place we may enter into at any time. So as we make our way to the door, before we can enter, we must become empty, so we may be filled to overflowing. Is it baggage, physical baggage? Is it emotional baggage? Is it mental baggage? If it is not serving you, let it fall away. Picture it falling away. We step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light, you feel the love of the Holy Spirit flowing over us, around us, and through us out into our world. We feel relieved, we feel like a burden has been lifted. We take a seat and we open up our hearts to receive the blessings that God is always giving us. Christ Jesus lives now. The Christ of my being is my resurrection and my life. I triumph over every trial. They came there that morning, that incredible day, but the stone from the tomb had been rolled away. Now, how on earth could that possibly be? And what about Jesus? Or where was he? Jesus' friend Mary at the tomb stood and cried because Jesus, her Lord, was not there inside. Instead, there were angels where Jesus had lain. Her search for him there was simply in vain. Then hearing a voice, she turned back to see. A gardener, she thought, but instead it was he. Mary, he said. Then she knew in her soul that Christ Jesus lived and was perfectly whole. This Christ that she found, the way he appeared, brought joy to her heart, and she no longer feared. And we in our own hearts can find the Christ there, to be guided by words that he came here to share. The message he brought was brilliantly clear for all generations of people to hear. The things that I do, you will do too. I came to bring life in abundance to you. So as we recall that first Easter day, and we turn within for a time to pray, we experience peace in heart and in mind, for it's deep within the Christ we find. I ask you to take the next few moments in the silence and commune with Spirit. Pray and receive answers to your prayers and be still. Thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and you have answered them as you always do. Guide our steps this coming week. Guide our tongues, guide our hearts. For all the blessings that we receive and will continue to receive, we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. Amen.